The latest from podnews.net.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
Play 99% Invisible in your Mazda or Nissan, and your radio might crash, according to a recent episode of Reply All. Both Podcast Addict and Pocket Casts have now been patched to stop this from happening, and on Reddit, the person who noticed it, a guy called Ben, pops up with more detail of the bug, and in the comments, a solution. It turns out that characters like %LN, along with %JN and %HHN, cause the issue. It's an uncontrolled format string, apparently. Zach Kahn has spotted that Apple Podcasts has much better browsing functionality in the latest beta version of iOS. It makes it that much easier to discover new shows, he adds. TMZ is reporting about a legal matter between Chris Hardwick and Cadence 13. Hardwick didn't make an episode of Idiot between mid-June and mid-November, which TMZ claim is in breach of contract. The website also reports that Cadence 13 has made about $394,000 in ad revenue from the show. DigiDay reports on podcasting's pivot to paid. The report claims that Luminary reached out to 160 podcast creators and has signed deals with 54 of them. Caroline Crampton has launched a newsletter called The Listener, quote, where I curate and send out three amazing podcast episodes every day. Our link in our show notes and in our newsletter goes to a free month's subscription and a way to get your podcast in the newsletter as well. We also list more podcast recommendation newsletters. The Daily Goodie is a short daily newsletter with a new tip each day to help podcasters make better podcasts. SiriusXM is now packaging talk shows as podcasts exclusive to Pandora, who they own. Steve Pratt believes there's a better metric for podcasting than downloads. We'll link to that in our show notes and in our newsletter. The host of Earshot, a radio promotion and imaging podcast, has gleaned some useful learnings from Spotify's analytics. And Podcoin, an app that pays people to listen to podcasts, now apparently has 10,000 daily users. Podcast owners can claim their podcast for free by filling out a simple form to prove ownership. In new podcasts today, we mention I Don't Give a Rip, a new podcast with the stars of Bravo's Real Housewives of Dallas, whatever that is. What was that like? A conversation with someone who's found themselves in an extremely unusual situation, like surviving a mass shooting or preventing a kidnapping or causing a fatal accident. What was that like? Forward Talks, a podcast from the UAE about ways in which we can move towards sustainability. The Beyond Social Media show kindly mentioned us in their latest episode, so we'll mention them along with She Podcasts as well. And more on the great Should We Use the Word Subscribe debate. Matt says, the one thing I'd say about subscribe is that it's used widely on YouTube. Well, Adam also says significantly more people use YouTube than listen to podcasts, and they all seem to cope with the word subscribe just fine. They realize that by hitting the subscribe button, they'll hear about new episodes as they're uploaded, and there's no implication that it'll cost anything. I used to think, Adam continues, that subscribe might have connotations about paying money, as in a newspaper or magazine subscription, but sadly, few of today's millennials and Gen Zs have ever paid for such a subscription. He makes a good point. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.